What up, what up, what up? It's the Roundtable Discussion. It's your boy Chris P.
I'm in Rome City.
This is episode, we're going to call this 98, because the last one is probably going to be on the Lost show. We'll release that shit like as a throwback Thursday or some shit. So anybody listening, this is episode 98. I now have to introduce myself as 2017 kickball champion for the rest of the fucking year. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, we had a dope time for everybody who came out and supported. I appreciate y'all. We definitely enjoyed it. So in the building, I know it's been a couple weeks we haven't had a guest, and it's actually been 2 weeks we ain't even dropped a show. We did a show last week. That's gonna be like the Lost episodes. We'll release that shit somewhere later.
I'm sure
on.
It ain't all that bad, but
I don't think it's that bad, but we'll release that shit later on as like when we ain't got some shit to release, we'll be like, fuck it, let's release that episode from way back when. So finally we got a guest in the building. We got actually a personal friend of mine who's really like fucking the game up in the clubs as far as security goes. So we got the, I guess, CEO, right? Yes, CEO, I'm just gonna call you Miles. I can give your whole name out there.
That's cool, bro.
CEO Miles in the building from Sergeant of Arms. Round of applause.
Thank you. I appreciate it. As Chris said, good friend. Me and Chris knew each other for almost like 5-6 years now. Dope. My name is Miles, CEO of Sergeant Arms Securities, LLC.
Sergeant Arms, how you get that name?
Well, Sergeant Arms was brought up, man, it's crazy. Well, my sister, she's the other co-owner. It's really family based.
That's what's up.
That's dope.
You know what I mean?
That's what's up.
So before I even get into that about the name, here at Sergeant Arms, we like to call our staff our family.
Dope.
Hands down. It ain't friends, it ain't employees, whatever. We are family.
Word.
So to answer your question about how the name came about, my sister came up with the name. So one night she was like, Brody, I got something to show you. I was like, what's going on? She was like, yo, look at this. And on everything I love, y'all, it just fit. The logo, the color, the scheme.
She drew it out for you.
She has whoever her graphic guy is, hooked it up.
Holy shit.
Now, did you know she was working on something behind the scenes, or she kind of just
surprised But they call me the brain.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like the sit down, like the number guy, everything else. That's they handle.
Up. Yeah.
But like Sergeant of Arms really established in 2014. It started as a hobby. I've been doing security, law enforcement, stuff like that over 10 years now.
Dope.
So it was just one night, my bro, who is the other, he's the COO.
Oh, shit.
Operations manager and all that. He was just like, yo, bro, why we got to work for other teams when we can work for ourselves? We already got the credentials. We got the experience. And I was like, I mean, we could do that. And he was like, no, we are going to do it. So it was my brother, my sister, myself.
That's what's up, man.
Started as 3, went from 5 to 15, 25, 30, now we got 60 man, woman team right now.
That's what's
up. Damn, that's crazy. That big? I know 60 big. People. That's crazy.
Hands down, I got what we call our A squad, B squad, the C squad, the promotion team squad. We got what we call the SWAT team squad. Wake up at any given moment if I call, but listen, 911 emergency. Last minute celebrities, last minute club, last minute whatever. They're like, all right, no questions asked. That's why here at Sergeant Arms, we always say, they're not our employees. That's our family. Only family gonna do stuff for family, because real recognize real.
True.
Yeah.
Now, there's no fear of anybody else feeling like what your brother felt? Like, yo, how about we just go start our own shit?
I mean, yeah and no, but at the end of the day, like I told him and the rest of the team, it's enough work. Or what I like to say, if I'm going to eat, we all going to eat.
Word. I like that.
You see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it's never about me or us as ownership, partners, however you want to label it. It's about the family.
Word.
Because guess what? Without the family, it's really no Sergeant Arms. Three owners physically cannot be at 10 locations at one time. There is no possibility.
Yep.
So that's why I always say, if I'm going to eat, we all going to eat. Because guess what? It's not the name that makes the company. It's the personnel that makes the company. Because at the end of the day, just because you might know me or my sister or my brother as owners, guess what? At the end of the day, you really don't know me because you're not seeing me out in the field. You might know me by name, but a lot of people can't even put a face to me.
Word.
If you don't physically know me, you don't know me.
You want us to blur out your face in the picture or some shit? Or
Not even that. But like, you know, prime example. When you said, bro, my brother, when you met him at the Fashion Awards.
Yeah.
No exaggeration. they called me, and some young lady was looking for me. Now, mind you, she never seen me, but they see me on, like, Instagram or whatever, but they really can't picture the face or put the name because, you know, the whole management team information is up there as our bio. So long story short, she ran up to my brother. Now, mind you, me and my brother look identical. Like, he has dreads.
That's the only difference between
y'all. That's the only difference.
Oh, shit.
So she ran up to him and was like, "Hi, Miles. Hi, Miles." So he looking at her like, "I'm not Miles." So he's like, he already know that she don't know who I was. And she was like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you was Miles. I always wanted to meet him because I've never seen him. I've only talked to him on the phone." So now they calling me, like, both of my brothers. My other brother, he's the field supervisor, my brother Mike, Chris Noel. He was just like, "Yo, somebody, they down here looking for you, but this one particular young lady, she asking for you. She wanted to meet you." She was like, "You hooked her up with security." I was like, "Oh." But that's how it is. But I do that for a reason. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, it's about my staff. I'm just here to make sure they safe, they getting paid, they go home, they do it again. Because at the end of the day, if I'm going to go home and go back to work, they all got to come home and go back to work. Because I always tell them in our company meetings, I'm not knocking on mommy door talking about, such and such got this, such and such happened to this, because you're working in the club or whatever, something that could be preventable. Because no exaggeration, nobody should ever have to go out like,
"Absolutely.
You got hurt doing what?"
Yeah. Word.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So that's why I always like to tell owners, promoters, or any type of venue that we securing, like, listen, at the end of the day, it's safety. I need to make sure my team is safe, you're safe, the patron's safe. Because at the end of the day, it only take one time for one incident to hurt you or help you. Yeah. And you always, always take initiative of your security. It always going to start at your security because you're going to have the toughest drug dealers in the world in your venue.
That's true.
And they're going to be like, "Yo, I ain't got to worry about it."
Yeah.
Your security is tough.
Absolutely.
They don't take no favoritism to nobody. And I like to hear that because I done been around the toughest fellas, the toughest females, quote unquote, the biggest drug dealers, whatever. But if they could come to me and be like, "Yo, I felt safe."
Yeah.
And I don't even rock with that dude over there, but I ain't have to bring nothing in. But I mean, at the end of the day, if they preaching it, I know my team is doing their job. I know I'm doing my job for as an owner and a training instructor because at the end of the day, I also teach my staff.
That's what's up.
Everybody in my company has a vital position far as what they're supposed to do. I have a tactical instructor. I have a field instructor. I have a field liaison. I have all that where they actually physically go out and sneak up on the staff to make sure they're working. Like, we run a real tight shift at Sergeant Arms because at the end of the day, it's about proficiency. You want to get better. It's always better to come. Yeah, at the end of the day, even if you leave Sergeant Arms, it don't stop here. Do your own thing.
Right
now, I got a dude that used to work for me now. He still do. He down in Texas. He said, "Boss, I'm ready to start the brand down here." I said, "Go ahead. Whatever you need, we'll back you up. No questions asked. You know the protocols, how we do it up here? Enlist that, put that into the state of Texas. Because at the end of the day, you're a reflection of us now."
Damn, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So I always like to preach that. Like, listen, at the end of the day, it's never about the dollar amount. It's what you could do to help another person.
Where?
Because guaranteed this, a lot of people is not built for this job. Because now I don't even call it bouncing. Because guess what? Bouncers can't get security licenses. I call it security officers. Because guess what? That's a state government ID. That means you've been cleared. You passed the courses. You've done everything in your natural mind, your ability to say, "Listen, I'm an official security officer."
You require all your
everybody.
Guys? That's very different.
Everybody is required to either get their security license through Sergeant Arms. If you need help, anything far as that, I have law enforcement officials who do work with that I work with personally, who will help them or guide them to say, "Listen, you got this on your record. This is what we're going to do to help you get that off your record." Because at the end of the day, like I said before, it's never about Sergeant Arms. Mm-hmm. If I could put a security license on your resume and help you get a job or anybody on my team that could be a vital reference, guess what? You win it.
Mm-hmm. True that.
Because a lot of people don't understand is, all right, if you can help a person, help them. Don't watch them fail. Guess what? You might be that one guiding light they never had. That one motivational speech, that one motivator.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, it's only so much you can help a person. Because at the end of the day, I always preach this. You're your own motivator. I could just guide you. So if I'm going to guide you to say, listen, you want to wear this uniform shirt? You want to represent this logo? This the protocols. And that's instilled from me to my sister, my brother, to every supervisor, every team leader. They're like, listen, you know Sergeant Arms don't play. You know Sergeant Arms going to get you. You know Miles going to get you. You know Toy going to get you. You know Key's going to get you. So on and so forth, because we do keep track of all our employees. Prime example, every month, the last Sunday of every month, we have a company meeting, mandatory. That meeting is more for us as a family to get together. It ain't about work. Mm-hmm. It's for us, like, all right, you good, bro? I ain't seen you in a long time. Everything good at home. I want to make sure you good, because when my supervisor puts you on that schedule, but you're not in your right mind far as you're not thinking straight,
yep.
You're a liability. Yeah. You're a liability to yourself, the team, the company, and the patrons that you're supposed to secure. So those meetings are instilled for us to say, all right, bro, you good? Y'all want to go out? Let's go paintballing, kickboxing. Let's go to the gym. You know what I'm saying? I keep it family oriented. That's very key with me, family orientation, because I don't see all you guys. We all have day jobs. I don't call everyone because I get calls about business.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I still got to make sure there's some type of gap, some type of, you know, exactly, correct, that I can say, you good? All right, I'll see you later. Have a good day at work. If you need me, call me. You know how we get down. Use your resources. Always tell people, use your resources. Your resources are your best friend, but don't abuse them.
Where?
Because then you're going to sell yourself short. You're going to be a failure. So
let's talk about your typical Friday, because Connecticut has a lot of clubs and a lot of, you know, things that go on. What is a typical Friday like for you? Give me a rundown from last Friday or like this Friday. How many guards you have at certain places? What is the typical like process like? When you start your Friday morning, how does it go down?
Well, usually the schedules is usually done from tonight.
Get closer to the mic, pause. Make sure we get those vocals.
All right, so usually the schedule's done by Wednesday night between me and my field supervisor, Mo. Shout out to Mo. She works hard, very hard. It's based upon from each club, each bar, each venue, each special event. So this weekend is a real big weekend. Sometimes we'll start work from Wednesday to Sunday. I have venues from Wednesday to Sunday, give or take.
Word.
You know what I mean? Because we don't just do the clubs. We do anything. It could be personal detail. It could be from transporting, whatever you name it. If it needs security, I'm usually getting a phone call at Sergeant Arms. So with that being said, so figure tonight, there's nothing really going on. But by tomorrow for Thursday night, it's usually roughly maybe 5 to 7 guards on a rotation, depending on what location is needed. And that's a spread out. That's not just in one location.
That could be 3 guards at one small spot.
Another 2 at another spot, 1 at another spot, or 1 on a traveling, you know, detail. Fridays is usually a rotation of 15 guards.
Worse.
Could be from, if we're going to Stanford, we're going to Bridgeport, we're going to Danbury, I'm going on a special event. You know, far as that. So
now, quick question. Now, how does it break down where, like, you say you have, like, a team of 60. How do you choose those 15? Based off of availability or, like, seniority? How does
it
that work?
It goes by, one, sometimes seniority, if it's needed, depending on what the detail requires. Far as if it want armed security or they just want my A squad. That's usually the first consideration. Second is usually availability because, like I said, a lot of us have other day jobs or priorities, families, kids, and stuff like that. But now we're usually doing availability because my A squad has really turned into the whole, literally the management. Far as we put our time in for the 3 years we've been in business, let's see what the rest of this team could do. Let's graduate that B squad to the A squad. You know what I mean? So this weekend in particularly, it's probably going to be a 50-man rotation.
Word.
Automatic. Maybe could be more, depending on, I mean, we get last-minute calls all the time. Word. And that's what sets us apart from a lot of teams. You could call me at 1 in the morning. You need security, we're at. No problem. Even if I'm the one getting out my bed, I'm going to make sure it's that detail is covered because at the end of the day, I want them to say, wow.
Yep.
I really could call Sergeant Arms and say,
I need you.
I need them. And they will get up. That's why I always say, my employees are my family. If they don't do it, I'm going to do it. But 9 times out of 10, they going to do it. Like, nah, boss. Nah, I'm going to go ahead for you. They be like, all right, you sure? They'd be like, yeah, I got you. It's part of the job. Say no more. So that's how it's breaking down. So prime example, each account has to have a female. That's safety purposes. Automatic. No questions asked. So when a promoter say, I need 5 guards, 5 this, and a lot of them have picked up on the repertoire, like how we do our business as far as the layout and the operation. So back in the day, they'll be like, I need like 6 males. My bro, he'll stop that automatic. Come with him, like, you know you're supposed to have that female.
Yeah.
They'll be like, yeah. No, you know you're going to get that female. Yeah. So now it's like, we telling them, we trying to give you the answer to the test, but you're not trying to hear it. So we just going to be imperative on it. But like, listen, our protocols at Sergeant Arms is 1 female required, depending on what the event is. Sometimes you'll get 2,
mm-hmm.
depending on what the event is,
yep.
far as the actual venue.
Yep.
So everything is basically based down to size, duration, location, far as the number of staff you're going to get. Doesn't matter what it is. We have done them all. We've done weddings. And that's a big laughter to me, weddings.
That's people, wild. You need security, you know, at a wedding.
People need security at
probably,
a wedding.
That's crazy. Getting married with that family.
Like, you know what I mean? So yeah. it's sometimes it's mind-boggling, but then again, it's really not. Because at the end of the day, you don't know what that person or persons is going through
as yep.
far as what they want.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be like, you know what? All set. Taken care of. You need security? But we done weddings. Sweet 16s. Bar mitzvahs. You name it, I've done shit. It. Transport yeah. security.
Okay. Even Jewish people have beef, people.
And they the money. Oh. They the money.
Oh, the head of the money. Yeah.
So it's more or less like, you know, never underestimate what a person needs security. You just want to be able to be that company to have the supply and the demand. Because guess what? All you're going to do is just brainstorm or branch out far as the reflection. And that's what has happened at Sergeant Arms. First, for being in business 3 years, I would never have thought, like, wow, partnering up with other teams, working with other teams, doing all the celebrities that we have done, like, you know, when you could sit back and really reflect, like, wow.
What were some of the celebrities you worked with so far?
This past couple weeks, we did Dutchess. We did the One Hell of a Night tour in Bridgeport with Chris Brown, French okay. Montana, Snooty. We did all of them.
Wow.
I've done Yandy Smith twice. As
okay.
Dope.
We've done Chrissy, Jim Dope. Jones' yeah, wife.
Yeah. All jokes aside, does Yandy's ass, does it look as good as it does like on TV?
Listen, when I first met Yandy, I don't really watch that Love and yeah. Hip Hop. None of those. I don't watch it no more.
I'm
I don't even that. Be in the TV like that.
I'm a full blown bird over here.
So when I first saw her, I'm like, yo, why are these females going crazy?
Yeah.
So now I'm getting educated off the rip. So they was like, that's Yandy Smith.
You're like, yeah. Yandy.
Who the hell is Yandy Smith?
I'm just here. We just here as a security, make sure she's straight. So
that's
obviously,
right.
I know she was popping.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going, you know, the young lady part of the phone now, she's like, this is Yandy Smith, da da da, TV show, me and DC wife. I was like, oh. So now I'm like, we really can't let that happen to this
lady.
But from like talking to her, real educated, real sweet. Like she was talking to my brother, like she knew us for years. She was just like, yo, y'all really good.
Dope.
Y'all real make me feel comfortable. I'm having a conversation. Like I'm watching her and my brother on the stage, and I'm just down at the stage working, he trying to talk. Like, yeah, you're supposed to be protecting. She on them, like,
conversations and
just
shit.
Just networking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But I like to see that. Yep. Because now, at the end of the day, if a celebrity could be like, I'm going to let my guard down because
yeah.
the security got my back.
Yep.
And they know that the security is also people person, where they can hold a conversation, talk, like, you know, how you doing? What, you know, how long you been doing this, such and such?
Word.
But, you know, to answer your question, Chris, that woman fine.
Or
nice.
That woman fine. So, you know, like I said, I done her twice. Real sweetheart. Who else we done? We did Paula Helens from out of Stanford. Did
yep.
her. Real sweet young lady. I know her boyfriend. Real cool with him. Who else we did? French Montana numerous of times. Even a couple of Latin artists, Messiah Graham. Did
oh,
him three times.
Yep.
Real good guy too.
Word,
he remember us like it was yesterday. He'd be like, oh, man, I remember you guys from such and such club. Same thing. Who else have we done? There's so many. Jahani Blaze, Cardi B.
Oh shit, where?
Sin Santana, I believe that's her name.
Sin Santana, yeah, yep. She's bad too.
I'm trying to think. Couple like Slick Rick.
Word.
Slick Rick for real?
He came to Bridgeport. Shit. I'm trying to. Who else? Nipsey Hussle.
Oh, word. It's one of my favorite.
It's a lot. Right, you know what I mean? We did a lot. What's my man name? Yeah, it's the great. I think that's his name.
The dude from Empire.
From Empire. Yeah. Him too.
That's dope.
He came to Bridgeport.
Yo, what's the vibe from these? I can't believe so many celebrities came to Bridgeport. I don't even know about this shit. Yo, when did he come to Bridgeport?
You figure almost.
Was it at the arena?
Nah. He came to a club.
Oh, where?
He came to a club, but he performed.
Got you.
He performed. Good young dude too. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
But
are any of these celebrities that come off like stuck up and shit, or everybody's like, cool?
You know what? Not even. Out of all the celebrities we have encountered, all of them have been cool.
They gotta be. I mean, y'all protect
security. I don't think they're gonna act like Hollywood to the
but
security. You know what I'm saying?
Not even that. You never know. But it also comes back how you portray yourself.
That's true too.
You gotta be able to like, all right, this is my job, but I also want to have a conversation. One, I'm trying to network.
Yeah.
Automatic. Two, I want the celebrity or whoever you protecting to feel like, all right, they can ask me a question. I can have a good, solid answer.
Yep.
I don't want to be tight like gym shorts.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just militant. You know what I mean? I'm a military man. Yeah. So you see what I'm trying to say? But at the end of the day, I like when they can say, wow, you guys did a great job. Wow, you guys are very militant far as your structure base. Yeah. Wow, I'm going to use y'all again. Because most of these celebrities, we already done twice already.
Yeah.
They've been back to Connecticut.
Yeah.
They come here to on a regular basis. You know what I mean?
Word.
So it's just like,
yo, there's one thing very different from your security company than a lot of other companies or bouncers or whatever. Y'all actually, and I wonder how do you broker these deals? Because I know like even back in Lotus when it was in Norwalk, I think they wanted security guards to wear like the pink colored shirts or some shit like that. Y'all the only security people I see that wear like your logo in the front, because you know back in the day, like as long as people, it's either all black with just security in the back or security plain in the front. Is that something like you tell them like, nah, like I'm not?
Yeah, no. This is the new thing in the state of Connecticut. As y'all know, the consistency in the club game, there is no consistency.
There's no consistency. You're right.
There is no love for it anymore how it used to be.
Yep.
So, over the years, a lot of people as individuals or patrons, how you want to label them, got very smart. So, prime example, and I always use this to anybody. What make you so different from me? Prime example, sorry, let me stop for a second so everybody know. I'm going to use me, Miles, as an example with Chris. So, Chris, I'm in the club, right?
No, I ask the questions here. I ask questions, not you. No, I'm playing.
He's trying to put me in the spot. I like that. I was like, where?
He's like, oh, shit, this just got awkward.
Like, dang, let me get up out.
But talk to me. What's up?
So, say I'm in the club,
mm-hmm.
and you the security guard. Now, mind you, you got your security shirt. Woo, woo, woo. It say security. You label. Guess what? Say you hit me or whatever. Now, I decide to say, well, your security assaulted me, boom, 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 boom. Two things that could happen. Just because you got a shirt that's labeled security, how I know you're official security officer.
Word.
So now, if I was the bright individual, I could be like, well, listen, where your credentials at?
Okay.
Now, mind you, you don't have no credentials. How you living yourself as a security guard? False advertisement.
Speak it.
You see what I'm trying to say?
Speak it.
So I could go to court, automatically win them.
Yeah.
I could sue Chris individually on top of the venue because they hired him.
Word.
So
smart,
that's
man.
What comes back to your...
Yo, we should run that scam. Like, I'll go in and try to become a security guard and shit.
But
like,
it's happened already.
That's crazy.
That's what sets Sergeant Arms different from a lot of people for as, oh, their whole team is certified.
Certified.
Their team is legit.
That's different.
They're uniformal. Word. You see what I'm trying to say? Because you want to be able to have that report say, well, just because I'm wearing this shirt, I got something to back me up. Because God forbid, you do get into a situation like that. All you got to do is be like, listen, these are my credentials. This is what I've been trained to do.
Yeah.
That's it. The conversation is stopped. Because guess what? They could take you to court all day, but you as a security, they could be like, well, listen, judge, this is what happened. This is what I was trained to do. This is what I'm taught to do. My credentials speak for itself. So a judge is not going to really feel that much, well, you're just another guy in the club wearing a security shirt, you know? Because back in the day, not trying to be funny, it was clubs hiring guys that's fresh out of jail. Because, you know, quick job, you know how it goes. Yeah. And all they care about was knocking people out. You can't do that no more in this day and age.
Yeah.
The state of Connecticut will smoke your boots. And then you guys will also think about what's going around in other states with security, far as shootings.
Where?
Nightclub shootings is a big thing now. So most nightclubs or owners or promoters or any type of events, they ask for armed security. Guess what? Sergeant Arms has certified armed guards through the state of Connecticut. Game over.
Winning.
So that's why I always say, get your certifications. It benefits you in the long haul. Because at the end of the day, you could do your own thing. Private detail security is big. If the average person don't have to pay the police to secure this, but they could go pay an armed guard, they winning too.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Because now they're going to be like, well, he's certified. You can't tell him nothing. He has a credential.
It's like having a cop there.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
It's the same thing, something similar.
Yeah.
Because it's not, it's just going to save you a couple extra dollars. But guess what? I'd rather say my security is certified. I ain't got to worry about nothing because they certified.
Yeah.
That's really what it is. It's all about having something to show that you are certified to do any job. You can't be a doctor without a doctor degree.
That's true.
Can't be a nurse without a nursing degree.
Yeah.
So why false advertise yourself? You could take your hustle and make it to a cash cow business. Work. That's all we did at Sergeant Arms. We took a hustle to make it something lucrative. Because nowadays people are like, bouncing? I don't even call it bouncing.
Yeah.
It's security.
Yeah.
It's simple. It's security.
Nah, security.
It's
personal
detail.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you see a lot of individuals like to reach out because they see it. It's not even, you know what I mean? And it's not about bragging rights. It's there. All our business came from, of all the events we ever did, was resources. People was like, yo, listen, Sergeant Arms, Sergeant Arms, Sergeant Arms. They get it done. There is zero tolerance, no favoritism. And it's always been the same words down the line from every individual that we've ever encountered. I heard about y'all. I heard y'all zero tolerance. This and that. This and that. So if I know they getting the same feedback from another person we did work with, all the way down to the trickle effect, that means we're doing our jobs. That's why we don't change our Sergeant Arms. This is what it is. This is how it's going to be. This is how it's going down. Because at the end of the day, it's a safety thing. And I can never or ever want to say, nah, one of my employees did this. One of my employees did that. Nah.
No.
Because all my employees know not to get out of pocket with no customer.
Where?
You call your chain of command. Let the chain of command do it. Because at the end of the day, I don't want you talking. You just dare to just say, call my boss.
Word.
That's it. So that's what goes back to answer your question about, you know, being uniformal. And you always want to be uniformal because guess what? You're trying to sell yourself too.
Word.
True.
I'm not trying to wear a black shirt all the time with no logo.
Yeah.
Or any color t-shirt. I want me to be seen, say, yeah, I'm a security.
I even seen how, I think it was the CT Awards, like some of your guys there, some of them were dressed, I think, in the t-shirt, but some of them were like in black suits with the green, either green tie or green.
Yeah, that's
like,
that's our new setup far as special events when you're doing prime example, the Fashion Awards. But any type of uniformal far as if it's elegant, suit and tie, green tie, logo patched up, you know, handkerchief, all that.
Is there a reason for the green? Any, like, significance? Or just it was a bright, loud color?
That's our color.
Where?
We keep our color. So you figure our polo, green and black. Suit, tie, green and black.
Dope. I like
that. You know
that.
What I mean?
I like that, man. That's what's up.
And I also and it's crazy. That was like a last minute thing far as, yo, let's switch up a uniform.
Typical. It's so typical with a black, white.
Yeah. Let's switch it up. Let's get them something to look at when they can say,
damn, that's real security.
Y'all security for real, but y'all could clean up. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that. For real, a lot of them look sharp. Like, they look a lot sharper than some of the people that were dressed at the Fashion Music Awards.
So, you know, and I call that, you know, like I said, that's our special events uniform. I got a summer uniform. We got a winter uniform. So, as long as that logo's being presented, I tell them it don't matter what we wear. But they gonna know Sergeant Arms Security was in the building. When you see that green, that's the get it done team, done and over.
Now look, I did like club promoting back in the day and shit, right? So I know a lot of usually the first people that get the shitty end of the stick is like the DJs. Like, oh, yo, it's a bad night. You know, instead of the 250, we're going to give you two or whatever the case may be. Y'all ever have a situation where y'all get cut short?
Nope.
Nope. Do you get deposits up front, or is it the same process? You got to wait at the end of the night?
I wait. It depends. Because now, you know, what we're branching into, two things could also happen. If it's a duration far as multiple nights, it would be like a deposit.
Gotcha.
And then paid full when the whole contract is done. If it ever come down to where, all right, if it is a slow night, me and my partner, we will get together far as, all right, we'll huddle up. We'll make a decision. We'll chuck it up. It's been nice like that. That's fine with me. It's easy. But you, as the customer, you will pay that full amount eventually.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I said, you have your moments. Everybody going to eat.
Word.
Of course.
But if you are a regular customer, I could say, well, shit, we back in here tomorrow anyway. So either way, I'm going to get the money.
We're going to get it back.
The company's going to get the money.
It's not. So what you say is it's just not an L. So it'd be like, I'm going to be here next Friday anyway. So if it's good, I'm going to need that.
Yeah, exactly. It's never going to be an L.
Gotcha.
At the end of the day, I could say, well, all right, I know Friday was a hit or a miss, whatever. Boom, we here tomorrow. But at the end of the day, I tell owners, owners and promoters, we're not responsible for your promotion.
Yeah.
That's not our job as security. We're here to secure. Now, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Our Instagram, we do help promote because at the end of the day, it's about promotion. It's about networking. Mm-hmm. So if somebody sees a flyer on our Instagram page, they automatically know, oh, well, I'm going because Sergeant Arms in there holding it down. So I know I'm going to feel safe.
Word.
So that's a bonus for us, but it's also a bonus for the promoter or whoever the event planner is because they can be like, well, they helping me too.
That could be another reason why, like you say, like you don't get a miss because the way you represent yourself, like
yeah.
you certified one,
mm-hmm.
certified in the way you carry yourself with your team. So people, a business look at that like, oh, that's an actual business.
Yeah,
I actually want to pay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Opposed to some rinky dink black and white shirt and be like, ah, I don't. You know what I'm saying?
And it always
that means everything.
It does, yo. Presentation. Like I say, one incident can hurt you or help you. Presentation say it all because it only take one time. Like,
that's it.
Word.
Nah, I don't like them.
Yeah.
Think about your performance was grade A, but your presentation is not what I'm looking for. So you want to come together and correct at one shot. You want to give that person, that owner or whatever, like, listen, this is it.
Yeah.
Don't look nowhere else. You want to be able to say, we got the job done. We was clean, sharp, cut, gray to the T. Everything was straight. So
how do you expand this? Like, from, you know, being like nightlife and then, like you said, bar mitzvahs and weddings and shit like that. What else can you go into? Do you think like small like offices and things like that?
Yeah, eventually later down the road, I'll probably give it like a year or two. Could be less depending on how, you know, business picks up. We'll start branching out into, like, you know, convenience stores.
Where?
Hair salons or hair product stores, like, you know, Sally, stuff like that. Anything that needs security far as, you know, trying to get where the Fortune 500 companies are.
Word.
In security. But I always said we will never leave the nightlife because that's where we started.
Word.
So if I could keep the nightlife and then go into corporate, guess what? I'm winning
on both sides.
I'd rather win on both sides or don't win at all. Because I always tell the team, we're not going to forget where we started from.
Dope.
Because all that's going to do is just say, take the nightlife team to the corporate team, hire some new people to run the nightlife team. That's it. So that's another, whatever how many bodies is about to eat with Sergeant Arms. Go ahead, bro.
Do you do something different? Like, let's say, for instance, Port Chester is so close to Connecticut, but it's technically New York. If a promoter wants you or owner wants you guys in Port Chester, what's different? Because, like you said, like if some shit go down, you pull out your credentials, that's only certifies you in Connecticut.
Correct.
Is there other things that you take, it like, you know, that you take under consideration? Like, yo, you know what? We're going to have to get a couple, let's say, freelancers from New York that day, but that, like, have credentials.
Okay.
Or have you not been through a situation like that yet?
We haven't really been through a situation. We've been asked to come to New York numerous times. But when you're doing travel security, it depends where you're going. New York is one of the biggest prime states. You have to be certified in New York. You have to have your security license from New York.
Where?
You are allowed to obtain a security license in any state that you don't reside in is what you call, you apply for a non-residential ID. So when you apply for that, then you can apply for your security license, your gun permits and stuff like that. Because I have a traveler's permit. I can travel.
Okay.
So, and that's for anybody. It doesn't matter if you're in security or not. Anybody can get a traveler's permit, as far as that. But to answer your question, Chris, we have been asked to go to Port of Chester, Brewster, New York, all that.
Oh, where it is.
So, you know, it's been in the works. You know, right now we're trying to work a deal out to finalize for the Day 26 reunion in New York at the Highline Ballroom.
Gotcha.
We're working on that with one of our partners at VIP Presidential. Shout out to Ariel and the VIP Presidential car service team. We've been working with them alongside, you know, doing the personal events and stuff like that. So that's another out-of-state gig that we would be working into. But for that, you would 9 times out of 10 notify law enforcement, such as, you know, let them know, like, all right, we're coming in, far as doing the security detail, boom, boom, boom. Because you always want to have that report with any law enforcement agency that you're going into, because you want to let them notify, like, all right, a team from such and such is coming. And 9 times out of 10, they're going to be your best friend.
Where?
Because if anything do happen or whatever, and they roll up on you and they say, well, you guys got all this stuff on you, you know, weapons or whatnot, we had no notification. But when you do notify them, they're like, oh, that's right. You guys did call, you know, the watch command. It went through. Okay, we here to back you up. That's all it is, communication. You always want to communicate with all personnel, law enforcement personnel, your team. Like, listen, this is what it is. This is where we're going. Be on your P's and Q's. This is who we report to, such and such. Same thing here for us in Connecticut. We have law enforcement we report to. It's just a communication barrier. I like to let any department know in any city that we're working in, like, listen, we're here. If anything happens, we'll call you. And they love that. Word. And they also love that we're certified.
Dope.
Because now they like, well, shit, I ain't got to come out here at 145. They here.
They're going to hold it down.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? And we have gotten that. Like, departments will be like, nah, we not coming. Y'all there. Y'all call us after 2 or something, emergency happens.
Something happens, yeah.
You know what I mean? And, but they like that because they don't have to sit out there and be like, man.
They know y'all securing the spot.
Yeah, and hope that something pop up where they want to knock somebody up.
Yeah,
because at the end of the day, they not going to want to come out there, sit in their car, stand up and be like, man, I could have been asleep. Yeah. You know, something crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
So they like that. You know, and I like to also instill that into my employees. Like, listen, you see the difference. That could be another resource for one of y'all. Could be another resource for the company. And you never know, because at the end of the day, you don't know who's watching. There's always somebody watching, far as like, wow, that's a good team. That team is going to go far. That in particular individual they have on their team could go far.
Yeah.
I always tell the team, always think about what you could do to help somebody else. That's the end of the day. At the end of the, you know, the story is always going to be like, what you could do to help another individual. That's it.
Now, you give a lot of positives about your company. What's some of the negatives? Like, whether it was starting it up, what's some of the shit that you, like, you know, that, like, we, if we're a patron at the club, we don't see that goes on behind the scenes, whether somebody missed an assignment as far as they thought it was supposed to be in Lotus and Norwalk and ended up in West Haven by accident, like shit like that. Like,
the negatives in running security, you hit the prime one, being forgetful.
Where?
Communication, like, yeah. You know what I mean? Because the way it's set up, when we do our schedule, everything is digital. For as when we send out the schedule, it's through your phone. Sometimes
people don't go through their phone.
Not even that, going through it, sometimes the messages don't get there. I'm like the biggest one.
Yeah.
Like, I've probably been through 3 Androids in 1 year because of my company, because of all the contacts, the messages explodes. So sometimes when my field supervisors go on vacation, I usually take over the schedule. Mm-hmm. Sometimes my employees don't even get it. But
yeah,
it's always an error on the employees, because at every time they get a schedule, there's a fine print on every schedule that says, please respond when received.
Okay.
So now I could say,
That's
their fault. So if they did get it or not, I'm going to automatically call. And they can say, well, boss, I never got it. So I could say, all right, I sent it. But, you know, with the phone, you know, phones ain't that great. Communication technology is not that great. So I'll give you a pass.
Yeah.
But don't let me call or one of the management call and say, yeah, you got it. And you know you got it, but you didn't respond. that's your ass.
You can't send it like with the, like, I'm sure there's a way you can send it with the receipt to show that you sent it, no?
Oh, I know. I know who I sent it. It's a whole it's a whole group chat. Okay. Like, it's personal group chat. Right. So, but what I'm saying is sometimes they don't get it depending on what kind of service carrier they have or whatever that. But don't say you got it. And when we call and you be like, yeah, I did get it, but you didn't respond. Because I'm the first, they'll tell you, I'm going to call somebody like, so you got it. They be like, yeah, but you didn't respond. Oh, boss, I didn't know you ain't respond.
Nah, you ain't respond.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't respond, you know? And it's a communication because I got to know that you respond because at the end of the day, I like to give my employees, the fam, the courtesy to say, listen, if you're not working, go enjoy your night.
Where?
If you are working, 9 times out of 10, they got to find a babysitter or they need to get themselves together because they might be leaving their real job to go to their second job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It's all about communication and the time difference. You want to give that person that courtesy because at the end of the day, if you say, all right, well, I want to work and then I put you on the schedule or you get put on the schedule and then you get the schedule and say, oh, I can't work. All right, bet. I need a reason why you're not working because you put your availability and say, yo, you're available this day.
Word.
So now I'm one man or one female short. So now I got to go back through the list. Call this field supervisor, like, listen, this person is boom, boom, boom. Now we got to go find somebody else to replace that person. So I like to say you give them that 4 to 5 hour grace period. So put it like this. Say the schedule got sent out at 1 in the afternoon. You have until 5 p.m. to respond. Because at 5 p.m., say now, I had 20 people on the schedule. Say all 20 people responded at like 1:30 to 2 o'clock. So now another text will go out and say, listen, to the other rest employees, say, you are not on the schedule for tonight. Boom. Done. That means it's set for that one. Everybody's scot-free. Go enjoy your night.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I could enjoy my night or whatever. Now, it could come to a point where emergencies have happened. Somebody could have said, yeah, oh, damn, he got into an accident, such and such, or he can't get relief from his other job. Cool. No problem. That's typical.
Mm-hmm.
I could still go on my phone and call somebody like, yo, a slot opened up. I bet. Covered. After I just sent the text out, say they was good.
Got it.
That's how quick my the fam, they would respond. Like, oh, word? Bet. Another prime example. Last minute calls. 11 o'clock at night. Everybody could be in their bed, at the club, whatever. Sometimes I'm in my bed because I ain't really going out like that. Yo, can I get security? Hold up. I sent it out. Anybody available? Last minute 911? No exaggeration. Phone will go off. We're at. Just like that. We're at. Handle.
That's a fact.
So, like I said, you know, we keep it structure based. And that's what a lot of patrons don't see. One, scheduling is very tough because I got to make sure we got enough personnel that are available, especially now summertime. People going on vacation, people working, whatever. So, scheduling is number one. Communication is number two. Promoters and owners, sometimes it's a hassle because they don't understand far as the number of personnel. You know, everybody's out to save a dollar. I understand that.
Word.
But guess what? You better off spending that extra dollar to say you could come back the following week, following day, following month to run your next event. Because guess what? 9 times out of 10, any incidents that do occur in any type of establishment, far as if it's a fight, a shooting, whatever you want to name it, it's always going to come back to security. That's the first name they're going to call. Who was the security? How many security did you have? Like, you know, that's a blueprint when a detective or whatever is going to do a prelim investigation. They want to know, like, how did this door was unmanned?
Mm-hmm.
Where was the security? And you, as an owner or promoter, don't go with a store and say, well, I only had 2 security. So a detective or whatever is going to look at you like, so you had 2 security to protect a venue of 500 people.
That's wild.
You done in Harlem.
Yeah.
But if you're a smart security team, you're not just going to jump. And I always tell my team, all money's not good money. If I don't feel safe doing it and the partners don't feel safe doing it, we're not doing it. It's just that simple. Because I know how to give, like what I call give you one. I can say, all right, well, you're not going to meet our full demand for us the price. This is what I'm going to do for you. I'll give you this discount, but guess what? You're going to add three more guards to the original. So gotcha. If you want six, you're going to add nine. We adding three more. Because guess what? You didn't meet my demands, but you're going to meet my demands somewhere else. So I'd rather take that little cut as far as a company, but I'd rather see three more employees eat.
Where?
You see what I'm trying to say? Yeah. So with them extra three employees, I could say, well, now we more than covered for this establishment. I got three more extra bodies. Even if they don't even need them extra three bodies, I'd rather be safe than sorry.
That's right.
I'd be like, yo, this is what it is. They know. It ain't nothing to talk about. Because like I said, a lot of promoters and owners don't sit back and take that structure into consideration. Like, all right, well, I got this exit, this entrance. For one, every entrance is an exit. So if I come in here, I got to walk out the same way.
Yeah.
Or if I come in here and I'm leaving out the west wing, somebody need to watch that door.
Where?
Because all club incidents always start out, who was watching this exit? Who was watching this door? Regardless of what the case may be, it's always going to start with your entry points. If all your entry points are covered, it shouldn't be no problem. Anything that happened inside the club, that's just inside the club. That's just regular chairs, bottles, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's typical stuff. And that's something you should automatically know. But when it comes to weapons, you already know somebody in security is either a mole or they're just not that good.
Yep.
Now, I know y'all professional, so everything should come, like, easy or whatever. But what's one of the, like, the hardest venues to secure and then, like, one of the easiest, be it, like, the exit points and things like that? What's, like, one of the most difficult?
You know what? It's not even about the venue because it's more about the patrons. Like, you would think, me personally, in my experience, I've done venues with 1,500 people. Not one incident the whole night. Tomorrow, I could go do a family cookout or something, and the whole family fighting.
Tough.
It's happened, bro. It's happened. And you be like, damn, you thought last night we was going to be banging out this and the third, da-da-da, and you come to a family event and the whole family fighting. Family events is probably the worst ones you ever see, like,
yeah. Well, I mean, if it's a family event and they require security, then you know it's bad.
But not even more like a family, but predominantly at the end of the story, when you find out, you be like, they was what? They was all family?
My word.
Like, you know, they fighting like they hate each other with a passion. They be like, that was her sister, that's his brother. And you be like, wow.
And to talk about, yeah, because it just...
Y'all could have just took that outside. Kumbaya whole hands. And then when y'all leave, y'all calling each other tomorrow. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah.
So it's really not more the venue. It's just the actual crowd. Because once you start at the door, like I always say, you could kill any tension, any mishaps that you think will occur at the front door. Because it starts with your presentation and the way you're searching. My door teams, don't even try it. It ain't even happening. Don't even come with the Ava Ava. They gonna look at you like, what? No.
So they checking every ID?
We check every ID.
Even if it's a female?
It don't matter.
Word.
It don't even matter.
That's what's up, yeah.
We probably done confiscated so many fake IDs.
Word.
It's not even funny.
That's what's up.
Like, you know what I'm saying? We teach that. Like, you know how to use your flashlight, check the seal, the mark, the code, the color, all that. Everything.
Shit, so I won't give y'all mine. My shit, you know I got McLovin's picture on my ID and shit.
So, you know what I mean? Like, it starts at the door. And it always starts in your searching. Because if a person know that you're searching them, get right, get tight, game over.
Now, all right, so, like, working the door, working in the club, like, what's the perks of being a guard? Like, I mean, because there's mad females who's trying to get in, so I already know they're trying to, like, spit game, right? I mean, does that happen or not?
It happens, but, like, you know.
Because I want to be there.
You know what I mean?
Just be a guard for that.
I tell people, like, just come and just observe. Like, you know, I got another partner who's coming in on with the team. He does all our tactical trainings. It's Golden Eye Services. Shout out to them. He comes and he watches, you know, and he's like, bro, the team is awesome. He'll sit there and just be like, yo, the team is awesome. He'll come in, observe in the field. If you in the club and he decide to pop up, he'll come, he'll see it. Also with our another liaison, Mr. Larry Johnson, he's a BA agent for the state of Connecticut out of Danbury. He'll come too, pop up, Shout out to him. He's been with us since day one. Without him, I promise you, we wouldn't be as good as we are now. He helps us with the tactical training as well.
That's dope.
He come.
That is dope.
He will analyze.
Now, when you say tactical training, what kind of training y'all do? Y'all get a couple belligerent people to like swing at y'all? Like, what do y'all
we
do?
What
exactly
it,
do you
we do with ourselves. So we'll have one weekend, it will be shooting day. Next weekend could be classroom. Next weekend could be combatives.
Where?
Anything. Anything that deals with safety, far as with angry people. Same thing like the police do. We have our own school for that out in Monroe.
That's dope.
So, you know, I always tell people, just come observe. But with the female situation, it's always going to be like that.
Word.
That's the biggest perks, being a security guard in the club. The perks of the females. Dang, I just saw you last night up here. Yep. Dang, you here last night.
Easy number. Easy bag.
You know what I'm saying? So now, it's not just about the company no more. It's the individual.
Nah, she feels safe now.
She feels safe. Or he feels safe. Because even with my female officers, the dudes be quick. They're like, you searching me tonight, baby? You searching me tonight? I don't even want him. He was rough on me last night. Like, you know what I mean?
And everybody talk.
Like,
you know?
My sister, both of them, you know, shout out to Toya and Sharice, like, and Mo, they the top. And they be like, yo, he not searching me. I want you to search me. He was rough. He was real rough. You was rough too, but I'd rather have the female searching. They be like, nah, you got to go to him. Nah, you got to go to him. It happens all the time. So that's the perks. But most patrons like that. They like to see like, oh, damn. I was fucked up last night over here. I can't get fucked up tonight over here. Because it's the same faces. Don't get me wrong. We switch the faces up sometimes because we don't want our security to get comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely.
That comfortability,
I definitely respect that.
That comfortability don't even fly with my brother. He the ops manager. He gonna tell you straight, don't get comfortable. He what you call, if he ever catch you looking in the lights, we call him poo putts, watching the lights. The fuck you watching the lights? You supposed to be watching the club. Don't be up and doing the Ray Charles lights or on your phone. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's something we take really, like, don't be like, where was you at when the fight was going up? You know what I'm saying? You supposed to be on it. Like, don't be in the lights or watching shorty work. You know, I tell him, like, if you see a chick, listen. You let her know what it is. You get the number after.
That's right.
It happened already. Prime example. We call him our pit bull. Named Nelson. Shout out to Nelson. Big dude. He walk in the club. He get on his post. Chicks come up to him. He be like, listen, sweetheart. I'm working. 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 One girl said, why y'all gotta be so rude like that? He told her straight. He said, beautiful, I'm working. This is my job, but I'll talk to you later. And the girl said, no exaggeration. He quoted. He said, you right. He's like, she was like, I'm gonna see you later then. At the end of the night, he said that same girl came up to him, had a conversation. You know what that girl said? She was like, you are one of the nicest guys I ever met as a security in the club. Prime example. That's how you separate the personal in the business.
Word. Right.
And I tell them that all the time.
She's not going nowhere. She's going to be there.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
But they feel like somebody else going to try to get to them. Nah. You see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And it happens to all of us.
Yeah.
But when they can say that, you know how to put that personal in the business on the side, and they can come back and be like, oh, damn, y'all know how to separate. Because if it's that adamant, she going to come back.
Plus,
or
interested.
He going to come back.
Plus,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Is she really about that? You know what I'm saying?
Yep, yep.
And then if they could be like, damn, you was just over here last night. You over here last night. I'm highly recommended. Call
that's
it a night.
Yeah.
That's really it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Keep it moving.
Yeah.
Because if it's really that adamant, you're going to get what you want. You're going to come back for what you want. That's how I look at it.
That's dope. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how I.
Yeah.
Because it's been numerous of times with me. I'm like, listen, sweetheart. I'm working. I'll check you at the end of the night. Now, if she a baddie and a fight break out and she end up, listen, I'm whooping ass. It's like, I wanted that number. Now I got to whoop some ass because y'all messing me up. So now I got to go find him like, man, this night done. Let's go, y'all. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's always that benefit for you as the guard. Like, listen, I'm going to get her number.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to need y'all brothers tonight not to act up because, you know, when a fight break out,
that's it.
It's game over. Everything shut down. You know what I'm saying? Game over. It is nothing to talk about.
P's and Q's now.
Exactly. Yeah. Now it's like, damn, I was at my 3 level. He didn't turn me to my 6 level. Yeah. Now the whole damn club turned me to my 10 level. And that's what we instill at Sergeant Arms is a 3-6-10 level of way of de-escalating a situation before it happens. My brother calls it a cancer. Kill the cancer before it happens. If you see it, you sniff it out.
Get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
That's right.